Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make a $5 NFL bet this week and get $150 in free bets if their team wins. That's code DNVR, and that's only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. I am, like, not going to lie, I'm a little checked out because right after this I am flying back east. I'll have a new nephew in my arms any day now.
Excellent. And have you kicked in any Rockies flavored names? Dinger? Are you going to have a nephew named Dinger?
I think that's one of the names they're thinking, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And if not, maybe at least a middle name.
Oh, definitely.
At minimum.
It's a family name.
There's going to be a Dinger on a birth certificate somewhere in there.
If you know anyone named Dinger, please let us know.
That is amazing.
Apparently, Dinger is a slang term in Australia that means something not safe for work.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. Yeah.
I forget what it means, but Australians are very put off by Dinger when they come to Coors Field.
Yeah, that could be problematic.
They don't like it.
What's interesting is the name Dinger was selected. It was a kid. It was a whole contest that they had for it. A little girl came up with the name Dinger, and it was pretty much before it became just regular everyday knowledge that you just lay down a bunt in Colorado, it's going to go out, you know, 350 feet as a home run. Coors Field is going to be known for that. This was actually even before that, so it was
she knew.
Very prescient. Yeah,
we need a Where Are They Now on the little girl who picked the name for Dinger.
Omniscient, that's the word, right?
Yes.
Omniscient, can see into the future. We are going to look into the future, maybe try to predict where some free agents are going to go. Look, the rumor mill is heating up. That's kind of the big focal point of everything that we're going to talk about, with rumors about Shohei Ohtani's potential next team. Aaron Judge. Are we going to see him in a photograph with Willie Mays this weekend?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about. And some new uniforms that I think, just maybe, the Colorado Rockies may have inspired.
Interesting.
I do think that. I do. It's one day after Houston Street. Do you still celebrate Houston Street Day like a week after, or is it just the day
of? We celebrated yesterday. Okay. We will celebrate again next year. But today is the first day of Sagittarius season, too.
Oh,
so
obviously. You beat me to it. I was going to say
there you go.
Had it in my notes. You got there first. It's actually a little bit of an anniversary on this day in 2010. Carlos Gonzalez finished in third place in NL MVP voting. Good for him. Only the fifth time a Rockies player had ever finished in the top three up to that point. You got Dante Bichette in second place. Probably got robbed there. Barry Larkin won the award. 96, Ellis Burks, the guy that people forget. Ellis Burks, third place in NL MVP voting in 96.
How quickly we forget.
Burks was, he was a beast. He very much was. You had Larry Walker winning the award. There we go. I got my throwback Larry Walker tie-dye shirt on.
Oh, look at nice. This gem I got on eBay.
Not bad.
That's a good shirt.
Thank
I like
you.
It a lot.
Yeah, he actually is the only one who's won the award we know of by the Rockies. Matt Holliday robbed in 2007 by Jimmy Rollins. And then Cargo falling behind. Joey Votto, very much deserving. 31 of 32 first place votes. And Albert Pujol. So good for Cargo. Anytime we can bring up Cargo on the show. It's definitely not forced, but it's always welcome.
You know, his wife's birthday was yesterday.
Another reason why we have to talk about him today.
You know
the Wags birthdays?
Well, I follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
She is truly just one of my favorite people on the face of this earth, even though I've never actually met her. But
she's an icon, huh?
She is truly an icon to me.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah, MLB.com had a cool story about pairing one free agent up with a team, and they didn't overlap at all. Jose Iglesias was on this list. Susie, take a wild guess, because it's going to be wild. Who did MLB.com say, this team will probably sign Jose Iglesias?
Oh, my gosh.
So kind of...
I'm gonna pick the most wild thing I could possibly think of.
No laptop in front of her,
too. No laptop. I am like...
It's always above board on your guesses, by the way. That's another thing people probably don't realize.
Yes. I'm going to say they put it with the Yankees.
Oh, no, no, no. Go the other way. Go the other way of like, not that crazy. Almost just like, oh, yeah, that's a team. And they, I guess they need a shortstop.
Pittsburgh?
Close.
Oh. Cleveland?
You're in the right division. They just lost their shortstop because he opted out.
Minnesota. That's there we right. go. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
It does. And I'm like, I was like, well, I mean.
I can see it.
The Twins do need a shortstop.
They
Jose Iglesias is a shortstop. That means a match. For the Colorado Rockies, of course, though, the match was Mr. Brandon Nimmo. They found him? Maybe. Maybe not. MLB.com has found his home. And that's the match. Look, we think
I love that.
We think, you know, the Mets may want to re-sign him. Obviously, that would make some sense. Mm-hmm. But the real team in the lurch that needs a left-handed bat, that needs someone to play center field, Toronto Blue Jays. Their window's open right now. Their window mm-hmm. of contention's open right now. They got to keep it propped open. Brandon Nimmo makes perfect sense for them. The Rockies think Brandon Nimmo makes perfect sense for them, and it does to an extent. Obviously, the Wyoming guy, you like that story. They do need that hole really filled in the middle of their outfield. Mm-hmm. But are they going to be willing to go up and spend for a guy like Nimmo, who, the one thing I neglected to mention yesterday in talking about how there's only three left-handed bats that are in the outfield that are impactful in Bellinger, Kevin Kiermaier, and Brandon Nimmo, all center fielders, we get a brand new rule next year. No shift. So
no
now
shift.
Left-handed hitters... So again, we're talking about a time in which batting averages are going to be going up by, I think, 40 points. I think I've seen as much as that. So that's a major benefit that all 29 other teams are going to be looking at.
Yeah.
And it's going to make Nimmo a little bit more expensive for the Rockies' blood.
Yeah. You know, something I've seen some talking heads on some of the sports talking channels say, they've been linking Nimmo to Seattle. Saying like, oh, it's close to home.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, you know, because
like,
Las Vegas was
me.
Close to home for Chris Bryant. So that was, that's amazing. We're stretching
really
now.
Throwing around close to home very loosely.
I mean, Aaron Judge is also a West Coast guy. So again, the connections with him in Colorado also really make sense.
Yeah.
Two West Coast vibes going on there.
Yeah.
Judge to the Rockies. From Susie Hunter, you heard it.
Confirmed. No, confirmed. Not confirmed.
The rest of the NL West, San Diego, Kodai Senga. We talked about he was in San Diego last week. Good starting pitcher there coming from Japan. San Francisco, I was surprised with this, partially because they have Brandon Crawford right now.
Yeah.
Dansby Swanson was who MLB.com matched them with. Dodgers, Aaron Bleepin' Judge, and Arizona, Trevor Williams. Sorry, you guys are still being frugal out there. That's okay. You got a good, young, exciting team. But yeah, that kind of lacks a little bit of that pop, I think, to a degree. CU Buffs right now. Boy, oh boy, they might make a major pop with a great, great football player, a Hall of Fame football player, and a really good baseball player.
Yes.
Neon Deion Primetime Sanders. Leon Sandcastle, if you will.
A man of many nicknames.
Wow. That, again, the rumors really started a week or two ago. And okay, that would be very cool. He was my guy growing up. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that this was your guy.
Wall. Two full walls of posters. I don't know anyone that ever owned even one Deion Sanders poster. I had a whole wall. He was my guy. Don't really know why.
Dad, can you confirm?
That's offset there. Waiting in the wings.
Bring
there.
Your dad to work day.
There you go. It was evident. That was it. He was, he again.
He's your witness.
He's my witness to show. He was the one who bought all of them, believe it or not. Did not have a paper route to buy all those posters. So I would be pretty excited. Now, he's doing an amazing job down in Jackson State. They are 11-0. They're
nice.
I think 22-2 since over the last two seasons, his last full seasons. And CU Buffs, man, their organization's kind of in shambles there. But I think people might not realize how good of a baseball pedigree that he had. Actually, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders, is that a double unique name?
No.
All right, so is it a single unique name?
I think so.
Again, no laptop.
Yes.
Yeah. Your instincts are right. Always.
Okay. Yeah. No, yes. I feel like there's got to be another Sanders out there.
There was a Tampa Bay had a guy named Phoenix Sanders. That's a good
name.
That's
a good name.
Yeah. He debuted this year. There's at least 10 different Sanders, but he's the only Dion, D E I O N.
Yeah.
And certainly the only one with the middle name of Lewin. Yes. Again, these are things that I knew when I was 12 years old. L U W. YNN. Lewin.
When we get to a certain number of players where there are no more double unique names, are triple uniques going to become a thing where we're taking into account the middle name?
You may have to go serial killer style and include the middle name. Mm-hmm. That's why if there's an assassination or a serial killer, they always throw the middle names. It's not like a coincidence. Like just anyone who goes by three names, they're probably going to do some nefarious things. No, they do that so that if, like, wait, Patrick Lyons did what in Canada and slaughtered whatever? No. I'm Patrick Dennis Lyons. That was Patrick Dion Lyons. It's a weird middle name, but I'm not Patrick Dion Lyons. I'm Patrick Dennis Lyons.
Oh my god.
Different
gosh.
Patrick D. Lyons.
It went
on Twitter.
To a dark place.
It did go to a dark place. We had
bring
to take
it out
there.
Of the dark place.
Dion, only man to play in the World Series and Super Bowl.
That's wild.
That's cool. Now he lost in 92 with Atlanta. But had they won, I contest that he would have been MVP. He was 8 for 15 with a double, 5 stolen bases, all while playing with a broken foot. Yes.
Man, meanwhile, we've been watching all this soccer lately. Like, someone looks at a guy the wrong way. They're, like, on the ground.
Yeah.
Writhing in pain.
We don't actually see it. Actually, I want to say, like, maybe after the 2014, the Brazil World Cup, or the 2018 World Cup in Russia, we had a lot of guys faking that they were hit by a pitch. Like, it almost, not that it became in vogue, but, like, I feel like you saw it a lot more. Like, guys, like, hey,
like
maybe
they were
I can...
inspired?
Honestly, I really think that was, like, a thing. And you didn't see a lot of guys doing it, but you're like, I might be able to get on base here, and you really don't see that at all now.
I was going to say, do you think there's going to be a resurgence of it for the 2023 season?
No, I think it kind of reached its peak of just, like, absurdity in the last two World Cups. We're like, come on. I mean, now it still happens, but everybody knows that it happens.
We saw a lot of it in this past World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Quite annoying.
Had a decent career. Actually, was drafted and came up with the Yankees, and then they were kind of tired of his shenanigans and released him because he's like, no, I'm going to play football now. No, I got to play baseball. Kind of went back and forth. But during the 1989 season, he hit a home run and scored a touchdown in the same week. Never been done before.
That's
Dion, baby.
It just doesn't sound real.
Right?
Yeah.
Like nowadays, again, with this, the specifics of what it takes to be good at one thing, to be able to be so athletic that you can do it twice over. Even at the college level, that probably should be celebrated a lot more for guys like that. Mm-hmm. And it does happen a lot more at the college level. But then you got to give one up and become a pro, and that's kind of that. He only played 2 games ever at Coors, 3 for 9 with a stolen base. And I looked it up. 6 games he played at Mile High in baseball.
Oh, right.
93, okay. 94, which was cool. 11 for 28, home run, 4 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, which I think is interesting. He also took 2 years off and then came back in the year 2000 with the Reds. So he had 2 spans where he just didn't play. Like, he didn't play in 96, then he came back in 97. Then didn't play for 2 years, and then came back in 2000.
He's on his own timeline.
He can. He can kind of do whatever he wants.
I need to know what Deion Sanders' sign is now.
Look it up. I'm sure I used to know his birthday at some point, and now I'm kind of kicking myself that I don't. I want to say maybe March or May. I'm going to say March. I'm going from gut. I haven't thought about his birthday in forever. I'm going to say March 28th. I don't know what that's based on.
No.
But he played baseball in Mile High. Also, yes, he played football at Mile High. Only player to my knowledge to ever do that, at least at the pro level. Bo Jackson never actually played a game baseball at Mile High. He was always an American League guy. 93-94 was his last 2 seasons and the only 2 seasons of Mile High. But interleague play had not come in yet until 1997. March 28th, was I right?
No, you were very off. Deion Sanders was born August 9th, 1967 in Fort Myers, Florida.
Aaliyah, like myself, how could I not have known that?
You guys, you're Leo brothers.
How could I not have known? Shohei Ohtani, another interesting article by MLB. Where is his next destination? And they sort of kind of rank the teams, you know, where they fall. Like, hey, maybe this could happen. Maybe he would be a good fit. The team would like that. He would like that. The Rockies were in the top division of not ready to contend. So no chance.
Yeah.
So
Wouldn't be a, an so upgrade from the Angels for
no,
him.
No, top 10 basically was Boston, Chicago, Baltimore. We're all tied right around there. 9-6, Dodgers, Seattle, Texas, San Diego. Then the top five, I did not agree with number five, Atlanta. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily see Ohtani in Atlanta necessarily being a good fit. Yankees at 4, St. Louis at 3. I don't see that as being a good fit necessarily either. Toronto at number 2, interesting. I do like that. And then Mets, number 1.
The Chaos Club.
The Chaos Club. That's what it's going to be when he finally gets put out there on the market. And we're finally rocking and rolling here. Soccer season, the World Cup. We
yes.
can say World Cup.
World Cup.
We can say that down here in the corner of Colfax and York.
Gauntlet.
6 a.m. every day, except for the Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Not Thanksgiving. But other than that, 6 a.m. I mean, it already feels like it's tomorrow. We just played, Team USA just played yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. The bar was wild.
The bar was
so many people.
Amazing.
We had guys from the Rapids. We had a whole photo booth
players.
Going on.
Not even just
we had players. Yeah.
Not even just like the PR and communications. Yeah, three whole players.
Three whole players.
Cole Bassett walked in and everyone's head was turned like, wait, what? Like, this is happening right now? And I was like, yeah, that was cool, him watching the game.
Oh, yeah, he was on he joined the Rapids pod afterwards for a while. It was like really cool.
I was sitting next to RK. He said, other than the World Cup run from the Avs, that was the loudest the bar had ever been on that Tim Weah goal.
Yeah.
That was the loudest. It was, and it was long too. Mm-hmm. It was prolonged. It was absolutely amazing. So we're doing that there. And hey, if you want to come after the games wrap up at around 2 o'clock, because there's always a 12 o'clock game, you can do that. And if you're a diehard, you know you get 15% off your tab while you're here, 20% off all the merch that we got at dnvrlocker.com, all kinds of price breaks. Mm-hmm. We got a really cool party bus coming up for the Avs. I don't know if you heard about this. There's a couple people, they're going to do some kind of raffle.
Uh-huh.
A couple people that are on the party bus and get party bus tickets, they're actually going to be able to watch the Avs warm up and sit on the bench before the game. That's insane.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do I qualify?
And do we get a price break on that? I don't even care. Like, I want to get in there.
Wait, that's so cool. I hadn't heard that.
We should have enough power to be able to rig that so that we are on the bench for that.
We know some people.
We are some people.
We are some
people.
We
should be able to do that. But you know what? We're probably too nice. We're just going to get our tickets from Game Time Tickets, an app that we've been using for like a decade. I've literally seen shows at Red Rocks for $15. Like,
that's
it's the
deal.
Way to go. If you want to wait close until the start of an event, you can save up to 60% off those ticket price. It's absolutely fantastic. It's the best way to get seats to all of your favorite events. Hit the link in our description to save. That's a real good way to kind of help us back just a little bit. Or you can download the Game Time app and get seats for just about anything, including Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's
where I'm going to have to get my Taylor Swift tickets, because y'all know I was not successful in the presale.
You did not get the bag.
I did not.
She is the Yankees of pop artists, and coincidentally, also in town that same day will be the Yankees.
That's true.
So,
well, it's 2 days now of Taylor Swift. She added another show in Denver.
This is new.
Oh my gosh!
Sunday night.
There's a Friday and a Saturday night show.
But the Friday has not gone on sale yet.
No, it's on sale. No, it's already sold out.
Did they sell them both at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That was news. I thought it was just the Saturday one.
Oh no! She added another show. Before the pre-sale, but I didn't get tickets.
You missed out on that.
I did.
Bummer.
So that's where Game Time will come in.
Yeah, Game Time is great for that. DraftKings Sportsbook is also great for getting in on the action. Even if you can't be there, you can bet over-unders on what Taylor Swift's first song is going to be in her set, what kind of special guests are going to come out.
Is that on DraftKings?
No. I don't know if there's any huge, like, Denver musicians that would come. Russell Wilson, that's it. Will Russell Wilson and or Ciara... Susie's neighbors show up to that event. We might have to make a special bet on DraftKings Sportsbook to do that, but you don't need to be special to bet on the NFL, our go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Look, it's why they call me SGP Lions, same game parlays.
Oh my gosh.
Love them. I did real well yesterday on a lot of those World Cup games as well. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. You can also earn up to 100% boost back on the stepped-up same-game parlays Absolutely love those. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. I already made my pick of the week, but do you like the Lions on Thanksgiving? I mean, look, we could run through all three of the Thanksgiving Day games. Mm-hmm. But I think we all can agree the only one we definitely know is playing is the Lions. And the Cowboys always play.
Yeah.
I'm going hard on the Lions this year.
Because
I'm not keeping... I haven't really looked to see who's playing. I'm all about the World Coop right now.
The World Coop. Yeah, you know I'm not. I'm going to root for whoever's playing against the Cowboys.
That's a good bet. No Philly, though, right? No Philly. No. All right, rumor mill.
Why? I'm being wagged at. Is your dad a Cowboys fan?
Yeah, kind of. Not a hardcore one. Oh, I don't know where that came from. I don't know. And he's a Yankee fan, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's fine, because you guys are from that region.
That one's true. I think my dad doesn't realize, Dad, you might be a villain in the sports world. You like the Cowboys and the Yankees. And wait till you hear what his hockey team is. No, he doesn't have one.
I was going to say, if it's the Carolina Hurricanes, he's going to freak out.
No. No, but actually, he's interested. He's going to start looking into Carolina Hurricane gear now, just to be that villain and embrace that. Just
absolutely took a dump on the Whalers' legacy, but fine.
All right, so the paparazzi.
Oh, I saw this.
TMZ Sports, right? Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Do we need to rename that Hot Stoverazzi?
I think so.
Stoverazzi?
The Stoverazzi.
Yeah, they spotted Aaron Judge in San Francisco. They were nice. There was someone that was there.
Yeah.
It actually sounded like you, to be honest. When I played the video, did you watch that video?
I did. Was it not me? I don't know.
I was like,
you can't see who it was.
For a second, like, I swear to God, I was like, is that? I'm like, no. Is
Susie in San Francisco?
And then it didn't sound like you, but it was interesting. So yeah, that's where I'm wondering. He's there now, but he's also from that general area.
Mm-hmm.
He's meeting with the Giants. Do we actually see him in a photo with Willie, 91-year-old Willie Mays?
Maybe. It's very possible. I will say, I was looking at Yankees Twitter. Yankees Twitter was like melting down over this. They were like, oh, Jeter would never.
Great point. Yes. Bernie Williams would. He almost accepted a deal with the Red Sox. But you're right. There's a difference in that of like, hey, I want to come back. I'm not even going to entertain other options. You just know you need to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge doesn't necessarily know that. I don't know that Aaron Judge wants to continue to be a Yankee.
He might not.
I mean, unless you really want to win a championship, which every player says they do, but again, to what level?
Mm-hmm.
You got to balance that. You can still want to win a championship really bad, but want to do it in a maybe more mentally healthy environment. If so, maybe you do sign with your hometown team in San Francisco.
I mean, I would definitely be so fed up with the Yankees fandom in general after this season, only because, so that, you know, I know they love him so much, but he carried that team into any kind of postseason opportunity. And when he wasn't 100%, when he wasn't doing his typical Aaron Judge stuff in the postseason, they booed him. I'm like, guys, he is the reason you're here. Please have some respect.
Yeah, I think if Giants offer him the bag, and I don't even know. He doesn't have Scott Boras as his agent. So his agent's not necessarily looking to move that bar up $1. There are other agents that, or other situations, where the player might say, hey, Yankees, just beat it by a buck, or just throw in a mil.
Yeah.
That's a dollar.
That's a dollar for rich people.
In professional athletes financials. $1 million is a buck. And you go, I'll come back to New York. I don't know that he even wants to do that. Sort of like if you meet this number, he's got a number in his head.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's going to take. But it makes me think. So like, all right, the Giants can roll out Willie Mays, a lot of good restaurants to kind of convince him to come here. He already knows what he's getting. House on the Bay, something like that. I don't even know if that's is that a nice place to live? I don't know. But what would the Rockies do to roll out the red carpet for a free agent? There was that guy, and you're like, man, we got to show him around town.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take him to Legal Pete's. Like, well, I don't actually know what the red carpet is in Denver.
No, I feel like they would put him up at the Broadmoor and then, like, helicopter him into Denver.
So I had helicopter ride. I didn't have Broadmoor. I didn't link those two together. That makes sense.
They love putting people up at the Broadmoor.
They do.
Maybe flying over the Rockies. Be there at the same time.
You know, you fly over the Rockies there. Like, yeah. That's really nice. I mean, again, you got all the typical stuff where you say, hey, sure, we'll pay for a suite at Mile High so you can go to all the Broncos games, you know, when the season's over in late September. You know, like all of those red carpet, there's a lot of really great restaurants and stuff. But I don't know if there's any one like definitive thing like, Well, Denver's known for being, I mean, you're going to get a great steak.
I mean, unless, like, is Aaron Judge, like, going to go hiking? Like, is he going to do, like, outdoorsy stuff? Like, so I'm going to take him kayaking? Like, is that stuff that really speaks to Aaron Judge?
True. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know that he doesn't seem, like, very outdoorsy like that.
I remember when, in the early 2000s, it kind of became a thing. And now I'm sure it still is a thing, but it doesn't get, like, reported as much because it's just kind of standard. Mm-hmm. Of, like, yeah, well, you know, you'll get a suite at the stadium, you know, where the team plays.
Yeah.
You know, so many dates. Or maybe even Verlander had a deal where it was like, yeah, we'll give you the private, you know, team plane or the owner's plane, like, four times a year to fly in and out type of situation with your family. So you can do something like that. Or, you know, the Monforts will say, you can use our helipad in Aspen, you know, three times a year. You're going to have to get creative maybe with some of those things.
That's interesting.
To roll out their red carpet.
Those could be some good bargaining chips.
We'll stitch up a quilt with your face on it to be in one of the hot air balloons in the area. You know, Erie or Firestone, one of those. You name, like, a chicken sandwich after this player, you know, at the stadium. If Helton's got his own burger, you need to have the big... Acuna sandwich. chicken wrap. I'm trying to think of a good young player that would be a free agent in the next 5 years or so. He's got a way to go. I don't think he's ever going to reach free agency. So, yeah, that red carpet. We've yet to see the red carpet for a Rockies free agent yet to convince them.
Yeah, I wonder, like, what they did for Chris Bryant.
You don't take them down to the 16th Street Mall. He's like, hey, I heard some things. No. Let's go to a couple other spots. I think that would work. Verlander and the Mets have been linked. Tell me this. What's more surprising? That the Mets, even with, you know, them wanting DeGrom back, that they are linked to Justin Verlander, or the fact that Zoom is still getting this much play in the post-pandemic world? What's more surprising, Susie? Verlander-Mets combo or...
Verlander-Mets.
We're still using Zoom, time.
We got into a habit and, like... That it just become, it, Zoom is part of our lives now, but Verlander being part of the Mets' lives and vice versa, I did not see that coming.
Verlander and Scherzer? Wow.
Although we were saying this, like, Scherzer and DeGrom, like, we were saying that last year.
I mean, what's the budget going to be for the trainer's room at Citi Field for, like, Icy Hot? You know what I mean? And all kinds of salves. Like, maybe they're getting together, they're going to roll out their own product for, like, foam rollers and stuff. Like, guys, let's face it, your joints are really bad. Or some of the products that Frank Thomas rolls out during the postseason, you know? I can't remember the names of them, and I don't even think I want to try, but Verlander and Scherzer? Man, that's a crazy combo. That's something. What would you rather have, Verlander or DeGrom, right now? So kind of forgetting about necessarily the contract. DeGrom, maybe you're going to pay a little bit more for because he's only 34, where Verlander's 39. We're just thinking about maybe, like, the next 3 years. Who would you rather have, Verlander or DeGrom?
Oh, my gosh.
And I bet you we might disagree.
I think I would rather have Verlander.
And we agree.
We agree.
Why? Why would you rather have Verlander and not DeGrom?
You know what? I'm not sure. DeGrom, I feel like, is still kind of taped together. But Verlander is just like, I got this fresh arm. All Tommy Johned up.
I got a couple cadaver ligaments in me and
does
what have you.
Does he have cadaver ligaments?
I don't know. Why not? He can afford it. He's good for it. I'm not sure.
We don't know.
But it's honestly the same reason. Like, I don't know that you can count on DeGrom. Now, DeGrom has the back-to-back Cy Young Awards more recently, so he's won two Cy Youngs in the last 5 years, whereas Verlander only has the one. It's just, again, it's that reliability. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have something that's reliable than nothing. And it goes back. I used to operate like this when I would play fantasy baseball, where I got a guy, I'm going to dump this player. I need to pick something else. I'd rather trade this player to someone else and bring back, you know, a future draft pick or a free agent dollar, you know, depending on the league that you're in, to get something, because right now this player is worth nothing to me. So again, that's the Rockies at the trade deadline. Get something for nothing. That's fine, because nothing is nothing. And you might get that with a Jacob DeGrom, whereas at least with Verlander, you're not just getting something. You're still getting a guy who's damn good at his craft.
Yes, very true. And you know what? It's so much harder to recover at altitude. So I just feel like maybe DeGrom's injury issues would just get worse if he moved to Colorado.
True. I could see that. I could see that. Rangers have also been linked to DeGrom. Again, they're going to want to go out there and spend again like they did last offseason. And the Chicago Cubs have also entered the chat. They've been rumored to be making a splash, maybe to get at one of those free agent shortstops, and maybe even a starting pitcher too, as they kind of rebuild back for their next crop of young guys and their way of possibly trying to contend again in the NL Central without Theo Epstein, of course. Yeah. Cubs would be very interesting.
Very, very interesting. I have no notes, just pure chaos.
Bring some juice to that NL Central, because I mean.
It's not the Cardinals. Juicy, yeah, it's not a juicy division.
And the Brewers just kind of being frugal, like $3 million you didn't want to spend on Brent Suter? Like, really? That doesn't really make sense.
Although, what do they know something we don't?
Maybe, but I'm all in on Brent Suter.
And
I'm all in on Evoca TV.
There we go.
EVOCA.TV/DNVR. You know we've got great content. I mean, you might even be watching us on that channel right now, or still college football season. So you've got CU Buffs, CSU Rams. You know you can get Nuggets and Avs on there. There's all kinds of issues with Altitude Sportsnet, not with Evoca TV. It's super easy, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg or a ligament in your arm like Justin Verlander. It's not going to at all. Just $25 a month, $5 for that receiver. Again, you can use code DNVR. They're going to give you a little something off of that as well. So Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, CSU Sports. There's 150 channels and stuff. There's other little packages that you can roll into that too. So it's kind of the way to go right now in 2022, and it will continue to be the way that you go in 2023 as well. All throughout hockey season, you got to have that Avalanche Ale. It's the American Amber that blends pale chocolate and caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. It's a satisfying anytime beer. It's a versatile beer, which makes it the what of beer?
Oh, it can't be the Garrett Hampson.
What does it make
anymore?
It, Susie? That's a great question. We have to figure out what player on the Rockies played the second most amount of positions. And we're not going to go left field, right field. Mm-hmm. Although if you played center, I'll give you center field, right field, or center field, left field. But if you only played the corners, I'm not going to give you two positions on that.
Yeah.
Maybe Connor Joe.
I was gonna say that's a
first and left. I don't think that he played any right. Bouchard can play third base. Mm-hmm. He came up as an infielder, but I don't know if he got that. Grichuk's got center, right, maybe even a little bit of left, and pitcher.
Yes.
So it could be
Grichuk. Randall loves pitching.
It's the Randall Grichuk of beers. That doesn't really make sense.
No, it works.
Soon
it
to
works.
Be the Alan Trejo of beers.
Don't think
He's
too hard.
He's going to be that guy. No? Okay.
Don't think too hard about it.
That's it.
But right it's, now it can be the Randall Grichuk of beers.
That's it. It's crafted for balance, kind of like the balance you need to be batting both left-handed and right-handed to play infield and on the grass like a Michael Tolia.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, whoa, I think so. Whoa, whoa. That's it. The Tolia IPA.
Maybe it's the Tolia of beers, yeah.
Yeah. Breck Brew, right. Avalanche Ale, breckbrew.com for that beer locator. And again, start your day off. The second thing you should do is have a Breck beer when you're watching the World Coupe. But the first thing is starting your day off with the Athletic Greens.
Please be responsible and have an Athletic Greens before you come here and drink all day.
That's it. One scoop and you get a whopping 75 whole food sourced superfoods. Super producer, Yahir loves it. Vitamins Vasquez, look, he's called that for a reason. He loves that. Shout out to Adaptogen Sorbo. He likes the adaptogens. All about that. It helps support for me, my mental clarity before that first cup of coffee in the day. Gives me a lot more bang for my buck. I feel like it even sustains my cup of coffee where I don't like come down where I would normally. I really am able to ride it out
you
a lot more.
You come down sometimes?
Believe it or not, somehow I find a way to do that. And it's all thanks to Athletic Greens. They want to hook you with a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs, which I know that's saving you right there.
I'm using those travel packs this week.
You don't need to have like a Ziploc bag and you're scooping from one bag to get in here and you're zipping it up.
It's too messy.
Ma'am, what is this green powder that you've got in your bag? They're not going to ask that because you get the travel packs. It's perfect.
Is there a new green drug out there?
I don't know. There have been, perhaps, at some point. But I know I'm addicted to it in all the best ways because it is a micro habit that I love. Go to athleticgreens.com/Rockies. That's it. The full name. Gosh. That tells us that Patrick and Susie sent you and that, you know, you can rely on us.
Yeah.
For all your best health tips.
We are athleticgreens.com. We are wellness experts.
We try
so
to
you
be.
Can trust us.
athleticgreens.com/Rockies to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You hear, I think the people want to see some uniforms because the Minnesota Twins rolled out some new unis. I don't know if anyone's asking for it, but they did it.
Yeah,
they look good. They did it at the Mall of America, which is interesting because the Mall of America sits at the previous site of Met Stadium where the Minnesota Twins played when they moved from Washington, D.C. back in 1961.
I didn't know
that. How cool is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it's actually Bloomington. They were, and so here's some of the uniforms. Hmm. Now, I like the dark blue with Minnesota across. Definitely a different font. The real thing are the caps.
The M. What?
With the North Star at the top. I mean, think about it. They've always used TC for the Twin Cities because actually the original owner, Clark Griffith, when he moved them from Washington, D.C., he wanted to call them the Twin City Twins. And they're like, no, don't do that. You should try to represent an entire region. Henceforth, Minnesota Twins, even though they're kind of Minneapolis. But hey, no shame to St. Paul. So that's why they always had the TC, because that was the original mock-up. It was for Twin Cities, Twin City Twins. And so this is nice. This almost looks like their City Connect.
And this is not a City Connect jersey.
They didn't announce it that it was.
But it looks like it's a City
Connect
jersey.
It does, right? Just white and almost a light navy, right? With Twin Cities across the chest. I do like the flag that's on the sleeve, the M and the S, or the STP on there, interlocking. That looks good with a regular TC cap. That's interesting, the two-tone like that. I dig that.
Yeah. I guess they just kind of like, they made a change to the TC, too.
Yes,
they
did.
They did make a slight change, so it's a little more boring, I feel like.
Yeah, you can see like it had the little serifs, if you will, maybe.
Serifs.
But now it's, I think the new one, and also the Wishbone C, I think they altered a little bit to make it look a little bit less like the Cincinnati Reds C or the Chicago Bears C.
Yeah.
But I like that it's now kind of parallel, right? The arc is parallel to the C.
Yeah.
But you're right, it almost simplifies
it. It takes some of the personality out of it.
Agreed. No, I agree.
You know?
I agree 100%. And I like this darker blue, actually.
I do like the darker blue. I'm into it. I have to say, I take issue with the M and the North Star.
I don't like it.
Just stick to the
TC. It looks like the Marlins cap.
That's what I was thinking. I thought that was a Marlins hat.
A lot. And if we can go back to the one where it says Twins across the front, the white jersey, it's got Twins in red and the numbers in navy. This one's my favorite. This one looks
interesting.
Great.
Yeah,
this
I'm not
one looks
against
really
it.
Good.
I'm not against it.
And it links up well with the cap. Now, I think we have one. You hear? Hopefully, you have it in there. It's the road pinstripe. So it's like a light navy, if you will, and it's got pinstripes on it. And it really is similar to what the Rockies had for a period of time where they had road pinstripes. It was a gray uniform, a darker gray, and it had purple pinstripes. And now the Twins are going with something like that with Minnesota across. So here, how do you like these? It looks a little more white from here, but it is.
It's gray.
Maybe it is a little bit more gray. Actually, I think it might even be more of like a light blue. I'm not sure.
Nah, that's looking gray to me, but who knows with
maybe
lighting.
Maybe it is. But do you like that? You're going with that? Again, Minnesota is in navy, and the number on the front and the Nike swoosh is in red. I kind of like how that's split, and I like the road pinstripes.
The red number is just giving me Dodgers vibes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like, the Minnesota Twins kind of looked around, and they were like, what do we like that people are doing?
Yeah.
Let's do the Dodgers red number. Let's do the Marlins logo on our hat.
Exactly.
Like, they're just kind of, like, looking around,
Rockies
seeing what they
road like. Pinstripes, man. That's it. Actually, I'm not sure if they – I saw the full-length photos. I just can't remember if they've got pants to go with that. Like, you would hope – I think they do.
They saw the Rockies green pants. They're like, we're going to do green pants with this uniform.
Oh. Yeah, I hope that the Rockies bring that back at some point. Those are kind of sharp. And again,
I think it's nostalgic. I think they would be, the road pinstripes?
Yeah.
Or the green pants?
Oh, I'm not going to be nostalgic for those.
The green pants were not popular.
No.
Not popular for many
reasons. That could go down as like one of the worst uniform accessories. It's not necessarily an accessory, but just element.
It would just be it such go a. Down as it would be so much better if the pants were white.
So great.
So much better.
They really look great. Also, you could even modify the City Connect, and I'm sure they will over time. I don't know if it'll be 5 years, 10, 20. You could, where the white is on the top, add pinstripes to that. And so the green
much,
will still be,
too busy.
Well, the green will still be green. There won't be pinstripes going through the green part. But on the white, if there are pinstripes there, and you wore pinstripe pants, so you got pinstripes on the shoulders.
That sounds awful. That sounds worse than the green pants.
And then pinstripes again. I'd have to see them on Garrett Hampson to know how good they look.
We're not coming to you for this kind of aesthetic setting.
All right. Royals have themselves a new ball. We got more renderings.
I love a rendering.
We had a big rendering week last week. Big rendering week. We're running it back. Kansas City Royals. These are very lackluster. Now, this one looks good. They won a downtown stadium. The owner wrote a letter to fans basically trying to convince them, hey, give us some free money. Their lease ends, I don't know if it's 2029 or 2030, but they're getting ahead of the situation and saying, hey, if we renovate Kauffman Stadium for like, you know, the modern day, it's going to cost the same, if not more, as just a brand new stadium. And where they're currently playing in that, I forget what they call that
it's
area.
Near,
Truman Sports Complex.
Yeah, like it's near where the Chiefs play.
Right.
You know?
Which so you go, okay, that makes sense, but it's still away from like the city.
Yeah,
you know?
And I know like it works in a lot of cities. Like it works really well in Philly, where like everything's a little like, you know, it's like outside of Center City, but like everything's still
works.
In the same parking lot and it works. But like there's really not a lot going on around those stadiums.
No.
And you're like...
It's a ghost town when you drive by sometimes, right? The old Cisco factory there in Philadelphia. My dad used to work for Cisco. So this is an eerie photo because it looks like a zombie movie. There's something about it, and it's hard to tell all the details, but just the angle looks like the windows are like blown out.
That's a really weird rendering.
It really looks bad. And so seeing that doesn't really get me juiced up.
This doesn't do anything
you
for
know?
Me.
It almost looks like the battery a little bit in Atlanta, which maybe is what they're hoping for.
I mean,
so.
The battery's so successful, so I would imagine that a lot of teams who are looking to rebuild a stadium would want to replicate that success.
Yeah. Will doing a great job in the chat here that their stadium complex has zero public transportation around it.
Oh.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't help tourism. I mean, that's fine for the city, the people of Kansas City. If you're a Kansas citizen, who are you if you're from Kansas City? Kansas Cityan?
A Kansas Cityan?
What is the demonym?
What is the demonym?
Look it up.
Someone look it up and put it in the comments.
And
Thank you.
Mark also in the chat too. Padres with the road pinstripes.
Oh,
I do like those. I mean, they are a little pajama looking.
They are
okay
pajama looking.
That.
Just because of like the colors
I'm
of their uniform. I'm
okay with that. And then a couple of little quick hits. Two-time All-Star Asdrubal Cabrera was
in
the news for his performance in the Venezuela League.
Not in a good way.
How was that performance, Susie? It was a knockout performance, wasn't it?
If it was an MMA fight, he would have been great.
We're not so... If you didn't see it, guy hit a home run, pimps it. Okay. I mean, guys do that now.
Guys do that.
Very common.
Super common.
And it really, you know, kind of got its start in these winter leagues, right, where... They're more eccentric, and it's beautiful. I'm glad the game has that personality now in the game. So the guy does his thing. He's coming around first base, and just left-handed clothesline,
a
lariat from hell, not by just another dude who's like maybe defending his team or his honor. Like, this guy is a veteran. He's a guy that could possibly even be on a Hall of Fame ballot. Not a Hall of Famer by any means. Might not even get a vote, but like this is like a respected big league guy. And you're just clotheslining another player in the middle of like a play like that? That's absurd.
It was crazy.
That's absurd.
Like even like when you see the video of the whole like shuffle like around this happening, like it looks like one of his own teammates pushes him over after punching that guy. It's like you can't do that.
That's such a bad look.
Such a bad look.
Oh, yeah, I did not care for that. I did like the look in the Dominican Republic. With the little parade that Julio Rodriguez got. Did you see that?
Oh, I love
that. Was cool.
That. Yeah, he deserves a parade.
He definitely.
Such a nice young man.
He definitely deserves a parade. I'm happy to see that. Elated to see Olivia Pichardo.
Yes.
First woman to make a Division I varsity baseball
Congratulations,
team.
Olivia. Yeah, that's amazing.
She's no joke. I saw highlights of her. Like doing everything. So she's like a utility player for Brown University there in the Ivy League. So she's super smart. Going to have a great career. I've never like This is going to sound weird. Okay, I'm just going to rephrase it. I've never thought about a college player and been like, this person's probably going to be a really good general manager or a front office person, just because my brain doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. My brain works like that for Olivia Pichardo, because she is definitely has some kind of career ahead of her if she wants. Like, if you do something like that and you're the first, you're a name. Like, that's got a lot of cachet. Oh, yes. People are going to be attached to that. She's obviously very smart, right? Going to Brown University, an Ivy League school. And she's very athletic. So she's a utility player. And I saw her BP, pitching, taking ground balls. Like, she can play. 18, too. 18. She can play.
Who is to say that, you know, she is only a potential, you know, manager, a general manager? She could be on the field.
Thank you.
Who's to say she can't?
100%. Yeah. No, I'm with that. Yeah. After her MLB career is over.
Yes.
I'm doubling down.
There we go.
Front office. That's going to happen. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So
yeah, I'm stoked.
A lot of good news with that. Aaron Judge, number 62 ball. The guy turned down a $3 million offer for that ball. It's going up for auction. I think he's going to regret that.
You think he's not going to get $3 million?
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't have $3 million to go buy it.
I'm
like, I'll give you like $30. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't think that's gonna happen. He probably should have taken that money. Also, he puts up in an auction house. They're gonna take a cut of the sale. Mm-hmm. So now already he's got to make, I don't know, $3.25 million, whatever that number is. I mean, we saw how much money like a guy like Todd McFarlane was paying for baseballs back in '98, and how much they've depreciated now. I mean, now's the time to sell it, obviously, where there's that hype, and maybe it gets boosted a little bit if he signs a big free agent deal. But how much of Judge's value, or how much of that buzz, has to do with the fact that he did play in New York? Like, if he's doing that in Milwaukee, again, we're all paying attention to him. But is, like, Jimmy Fallon, you know, hanging out at a, you know, a tailgate for a Packers game with Aaron Judge?
No.
Okay, that one he might do. But you know what I'm saying.
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not.
he's definitely not.
Side note, have you seen what Jimmy Fallon looks like now?
In catcher's gear?
In catcher's gear? This is so off topic. Doesn't he look like Michael A. from The Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't watch Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, he was on Bachelor. He was on...
I don't know. I haven't... I don't...
Katie's season. He's the guy with the kid... And he was the nice guy.
I don't remember.
Look it up.
I
feel like an idiot now. See, I put myself out there.
I know. I'm not like anti-Bachelor.
He looks exactly like this guy from Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm not against the Bachelor franchise. It's just like there's so many of them. I can't keep up.
I watched two seasons and that's it. If you were in those two seasons, I know who you are.
You know everything.
You are
goated
and I'm all about those people. Anyone else, a year before, a year after, I'm like, who's this jerk?
Who are you?
Oh, shoot. There's Aaron. He's funny, man. Look at those big teeth. If you know, you know. And what we know is that we are here every Wednesday. Got to join us. And that we're on Twitter, at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm on Twitter. That's one of the few things I do know.
Wow. And I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been wonderful. And it has been just in time for you to catch your flight.
Yes, I do have a flight to catch. I'll still have the Susie show on Friday.
That's it. You're actually taking your momentum with you going forward.
I am taking my momentum with me.
So I've got... no momentum now going into my show.
No, you still
on
have
Wednesday,
some.
But that's okay because you know what they say.
What do they say?
You're only as good as your next show. So I'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m.